Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Today has turned into a tale of new batteries versus old hardware. That and the market summary coming right up. Well, early in this earnings season, we've had our first real test of lowered earnings. IBM announced results that did better in terms of revenue, but Big Blue could not bring that home, as IBM missed on net income. The venerable maker of mainframes and mega service centers fell and fell hard, as Wall Street absolutely had no mercy when it came to the old tech giant. IBM shares dropped by nearly 10% at one point today, and as a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, this weighed heavily on that particular stock index, and was the principal reason the Dow struggled all day. On the other hand, new tech, and principally new battery tech, helped drive Tesla, the electric vehicle maker, higher today. Its performance is a principal reason that NASDAQ performed so well, with Tesla, whose earnings incidentally exceeded expectation, Tesla was up almost 3% all day long. Overall, what began as a real downer earlier this morning in the futures market was able to turn around and finish higher, at least for stocks. Not true for the rest of Wall Street, as bonds, precious metals, oil, and cryptos all look to be closing lower now. So stay tuned for today's market comment. There's no joy in Bondville. Well, he's the guy who comes to the company party, sits in the corner drinking his Dubonnet, and adding up the bar tab. In finance, he's the bond market. There's a good reason, after all, that the late Louis Rukeyser called them the bond ghouls. They're the ones who always have a dour look, and they measure the markets in basis points. There's one other bad thing that I can say about the bond market. Most unfortunately, they're often right. So let's take a look back at yesterday. It was a day of celebration for Wall Street, new highs for the Dow and Standard & Poor's 500, new highs for Bitcoin after the first crypto exchange-traded fund was launched this week. But there was one group that wasn't dancing for joy, and you guessed it was those bond people. In fact, far from dancing, bonds actually had by one measure one of the worst days they've had in some time. And that was the Treasury's auction of 20-year U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to round off all these yields so as not to totally confuse anyone listening. For the exact, down to the basis point yield, I refer you to the U.S. Treasury's website, Treasury Direct. Okay. Now, while the Treasury does auction bonds very often, some weeks every other day, they don't auction every maturity every day. In fact, it's a very complex process that they use to model out just what maturity bonds they want to offer at any given time. Managing the weighted average maturity of the U.S. Treasury's bond portfolio has to be one of the most formidable tasks that I can imagine. So that's a long way to say that these particular bonds, the U.S. Treasury 20-year bond, was last auctioned, it appears to me, in January. And all the bonds were sold back then at a yield of 1.6% rounded off. That was considered a very good yield at the time, and both Treasury and bond buyers went away happy. Flash forward now to yesterday, just 9 months later. Same bonds, the 20-year maturity. Only yesterday, Treasury had a very difficult time selling bonds at a yield slightly higher than 2.25%. I say difficult time selling the bonds because the dealers noted that there was a long tail to the offering. That's dealer speak for we had to beat the bushes to get them all sold. That is a 40% increase in the effective yield for these bonds, and remember, it's just 9 months later. Something that's almost impossible to fathom in a market where a big move is 5 basis points, or 0.5%. So what's this all mean? First of all, it's saying that U.S. Treasury bond auction buyers, the primary dealers and major institutions, that actually take part in the auction now see higher inflation baked into our future, and their actions, just in themselves, are raising the basic cost of capital throughout our financial system. Forget the Fed. This group is even more influential, especially when it comes to the mid and long-term interest rates. The other thing it means is that the cost of financing for the federal government just got 40% more expensive, even if the Fed's total debt remained the same. But of course it did not remain the same. We had huge increases because of the pandemic and the stimulus programs put in place. And remember, President Biden's budget is likely to pile on to the existing U.S. debt. When you think of all these ramifications and the amount of money that will need to be spent at these higher interest rates, it's no wonder that those bond traders weren't dancing yesterday. By the way, pass the Dubonnet. And that's the value side for Thursday, October 21. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.